Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. And my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to check it out when you get a chance. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Lots of things you can do there if you own a business or want to. Nancy Rozanoff is our guest and our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust and a great lady. Nancy is our intuition expert in our Brain Trust. She's been an intuition consultant for many years. She's a pioneer in this area, especially of bringing the value of intuition to public awareness. She's helped companies all over the country and halfway around the world to get the most out of their employees through improving their understanding of intuition. She's the author of a book I'm holding in my hand, which is outstanding, by the way, folks. It's called Knowing When It's Right, An Intuitive Approach to Improving Relationships. Dr. Nancy Rozanoff. Nancy, welcome back.
It's so good to be here, Jim. I love to hear your voice.
That's good.
And I love that opening that you did before I came on, which was, what if all the men really let loose their intuition? What
How about that?
And my immediate vision was, we would solve all the problems of the world today.
You know,
this is what I love.
Just
open up to what is really the way to go.
This is what I love about Nancy.
That's why I wanted to talk about it.
This is what I love about Nancy. She gets it about guys. Thank you,
yes.
Nancy.
You know, you can't hide from me. You know, I know that you really know the truth, and you're just kind of playing a game.
So why do we do this? How do we get guys to unleash their intuition? See, guys have been, we've been programmed to believe that only women had the intuition.
And I know.
It's this nasty little myth that the women have been perpetuating over the years, and it's not true, is it?
It's not true at all. You know, and the intuition, the kind of intuition that I deal with, the level of intuition that I work with, is really inspirational intuition. You know, it's the intuition that is the voice of our soul, the voice of our sense of purpose and meaning in life. And to say that only women have that, what does that say?
Yeah.
That's completely not true. Men equally have a sense of purpose and want a sense of meaning in their life. And
Don't you think that the problem is that women are just naturally wired to be a little more tuned into their intuition than guys are?
Well, women are tuned into what we would call emotional intuition. It is the connection to other people and at an emotional level, and that's a wonderful thing. And so they're much more receptive to if someone's not feeling good or if someone's having a problem or if some situation's just not right. They get that, and they're open to that channel. And men are open to a channel that has to do with, I mean, we're talking generalizations here, right? All these stereotypes fall apart these days. So let's get that clear. But that the men traditionally are open to the channel, intuition channel of success, of how to make a living, how to support their families.
It's intuitive to us to fix things and to
fix things and to find the pathway to bring home the bacon, so to
That's
speak.
Right. You know? That's right.
To do what you need to do to support your family. But all of that, what I really wanted to talk about today was this whole idea of problems. And what do we do when we face a problem, either in business, in our family life, or whatever? You know, and my definition of a problem is a thought that's too big for the way you're thinking about it.
Say that again.
A problem is an idea or a thought that's too big for the way you're thinking about it.
So what you're saying is something that's been presented to you that in your current state of mind you're not really able to deal with.
You can't handle it in the way you're thinking about it. And so you have to change the way you're thinking in order to allow this idea to come through. You know, and another way to think about it is that a friend of mine who is extremely, extremely successful in business, what he always says is, when things aren't working well, think bigger.
Wow, that's good.
Isn't that good?
It is good.
And so that's that whole idea that we all walk around like we're wearing a shoe that's three sizes too small. And of course we're in pain. And so we think about the solution is to cut off our toes or to make our foot smaller.
Mm-hmm.
When really the solution is to take off the shoe, which is the way we're thinking about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're thinking about it in a habitual or an old way, an old style.
Sometimes risk is involved in these problems, isn't it?
Well, risk is another perception of a problem, right? It's a way we think about it. We think about something as if I could fail, you know, or as if there won't be, you know, as if something could not go right. And that's an analytic way of thinking about it, you know, and in the intuitive world, we don't think that way because we realize that whatever happens is an opportunity to something else. It's going to take us someplace else. So even if something loses money for a little while, right, that doesn't mean it's a bad thing or a failure. It means it's going to shift, it turn, it's an opportunity to what else is going on. See, most people think about their life in very narrow terms.
Yeah, that's one of the challenges that we all have, isn't it?
Yeah, we just think about it in such a small-minded way.
A friend of mine said he wanted to get, he was talking about growth and you know, being able to grow intellectually and professionally, and he talked about getting to a point where he was willing to risk what he might learn. He was getting to a point where he would risk what he knew for what he might learn.
Yes.
Isn't that a great statement? I'm willing, and don't we all have to define that for ourselves?
Absolutely.
Everybody has a different place where we're willing to risk what we know for what we might learn. And is that what you were just talking about when you talked about intuition? Is it similar to that?
Exactly. That's very close. And the idea is to see that a problem is really telling you what's important. It's telling you what's in your way. Because it's pointing the way to what the way you're thinking that's in the way. Here, let's take an example, a real life example. So let's say someone lost their biggest client, right? That their biggest client, for whatever reason, is no longer calls up someday and says, "I'm leaving," or I'm not there anymore. All right. So depending on how you receive that information, the meaning that you give that, that's going to determine the future. So if your mind goes to, oh my gosh, I'm done, I'm out of business, I can't do anything else, then that's exactly what's going to happen, right?
Stand by, Nancy. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, we're visiting with our good friend Nancy Rozanoff, the author of Knowing When It's Right. We're going to come back and put all this into some practical examples that we can get our hands around and carry off with us. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Against your skin so brown, and I wanna sleep.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Nancy Rozanoff. Nancy Rozanoff, ladies and gentlemen, is...
It's so great to be here.
It's good to have you here. But you know, Nancy, I was going to tell them about your listing place.
Well, go ahead and tell them.
Well, it's folks, Nancy is a Renaissance woman. She does it all. She has her own television show, which is on cable, which is on a cable network. She's going to tell us about in a second. Millions of people watch her show on Intuition. And she's also become a television producer. Nancy, I'm so proud of you.
Isn't it great how it's happened? Well, I tell you, everything that's happened has been a complete demonstration of all that I've been teaching all these years. So that, to me, is one of the great gifts that I've known for all these years, 20-some years, the power of following an intuitive path to success. And it's always worked for me, but now I have something, the whole organization that's developing that is going to demonstrate it in a much larger way.
Well, and tell us how people can watch The Listening Place.
Okay, The Listening Place, it's actually a talk show, and I interview people who talk about their inner life. They talk about how they live, who they are in their life. The whole basis of the show is that I wanted to demonstrate that there are lots and lots of us out there that live not from a sense of fear or not from a sense of trying to fit into what else is out there, But we live from who we are, from our creative sense of being, and that determines what happens in our life. So those are the people I've interviewed, and I've done over 140 shows.
Congratulations.
And isn't that great?
Tell us how they can find it.
They can find it. It's on the GTV network, which is the Good Life Television Network, and that is something that certain cable companies pull down, and then it's part of a subscriber package.
Right.
And it goes to over 9 million homes all around the United States.
That's a lot of folks.
Go to the website. Yeah, you can go to the website, which is www.thelisteningplace.com.
Can we see a video
there?
Some
clips of the shows. You can see clips of the shows, and you can see where all the stations that it's aired on.
All right.
And get more information about what's going on with the show.
Check that out, folks, when you get a chance. TheListeningPlace.com, and then you've got your own website as well, right?
I've got my own website, which is www.rosanoff, my name, rosanoff.com.
Check it out when you get a chance. All right, Nancy, let's put all this intuition into some practical applications. How do we help our intuition? How do we use our intuition to help
us
make payroll?
Well, we were just talking earlier about problems. You know, so when you come to a problem, you look at it, you say to yourself, wait a second, how can I think bigger? This is just an idea that's gotten too big for the way I'm thinking about it. So instead of shrinking with the problem, grow beyond it and see how the problem is really indicating that you're not thinking new enough, that there's some new way of thinking about your whole situation that is wanting to come through. And contemplate on that. Think about it. Talk to other people. Instead of panicking, start thinking around the problem and getting information that will help you go beyond it. Because as soon as you think differently about the problem, it becomes an opportunity. And it changes everything. We get transformed.
So what are you saying that when we're faced with a problem, now remember, I'm a guy, so I'm looking at this problem.
Yes, I understand you're a guy, and you want to go and fix it.
Yeah, and so I'm a guy,
and so don't go and fix it.
I'm presented with this problem, Nancy, and I've evaluated the problem in a couple of seconds, and I said, whoa, wait a minute. This is not something I know how to fix. This is above my pay grade. I've never had to deal with this before. And so what I might do is get mad at it and throw it away or something.
That's right, exactly.
But so what you're saying is for me to say, okay, recognize that where I am, what's going on here, this is a problem bigger than I'm used to fixing. And so then I've got to kind of get my mind into another position, don't I?
That's right, to just start thinking broader and differently. Think, well, how would someone you really admire think about this? Someone who you've read about who's completely successful in a way you would like to be. How would they handle it? You know, think about it from the position of the future. Think about it from the position of a completely different technology that hasn't been developed yet.
Maybe I could say to myself, okay, this frightens me. I'm a little afraid of this because I can't fix it. But what if this could be the next greatest thing to happen to me?
Right.
And the reason I say that, Nancy, is I've had that to happen. I've had things to be presented to me that I thought was a total catastrophe.
Right.
And I went after it, and I approached it like that. And through the grace of God, I wound up not dealing with it ultimately that way, and within a day or a month or a year, I look back and I said, wow, that was fortunate.
Yes, because, you know, that speaks to what I'm talking about, which is the problem is never a physical, actual problem. It's only a problem in our thinking.
Mm-hmm. Say that again.
The problem is never an actual physical problem. It's always a problem of how we're thinking.
That's so true.
About it in a wrong way.
That is so true.
It's so true. And so once we really get that, we start, and anybody who's been in small business, running their own life like this, we all run into this all the time. Mm-hmm. And we have to constantly, we realize that we're the only things that's in our way.
I like that. Nancy, it's always a pleasure to have you here. It's so much fun. You always give us some great things to think about. The Listening Place, folks, go to thelisteningplace.com and check that out. And also rosanoff.com. That's two F's. Thanks, Nancy. See you next time.
Okay, Jim. Bye for now.
Also, her book is Knowing When It's Right. Check that out, too. 29 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back with Ray Keating.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.